You're listening to Opulent Network Radio on WOPN 1011, Atlanta, Georgia. Each one, teach one, love one. Helping others help themselves.
Welcome to another episode of Wisdom Ministry. Sorry tonight Ms. Lane won't be with us, but, you know, the show must continue. And I'll be your special host, Dr. Navigator. It's been exactly 1 month since the deadly shooting at Marjory Stoneman Mountain Douglas High School. And some of our students have chosen to, you know, to actually pay a tribute to the 17 people that actually died in this Parkland massacre. Today's episode, Division in Our Society. But before we go any further, like we always do on this show, we must open up with prayer. And since I'm not sure who's here, I'm going to ask that everybody please bow your head. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we'd like to thank you for another opportunity to come together in your name. Heavenly Father, come together to, you know, cease the division, to cease the, and to actually be a bridge for the gap that we have actually seen within this division within society. Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you be with us tonight, that everybody that actually speak tonight, or everyone that's listening, everyone that have anything to do with this wonderful gathering here, Father, that you be with them, and that Heavenly Father, you continue to bless and take care of us. In your name I pray, amen. Okay. So, as I was saying, there has been many schools today to pay tribute to the 17 students that actually lost their lives. The 17 people, it wasn't all students, but 17 people that lost their lives 1 month ago today in Florida. Thousands of students and teachers began walking out of their classroom on Wednesday, November 17th, as part of the Enough National School Walkout to raise awareness about the issues of school safety and the impact of gun control violence in America, nationwide. The organization was actually founded by Women's March Youth Empowerment. Beginning the day at 10 o'clock, many march lasted for 17 minutes to represent each of the victims of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. It was thousands of students actually that sat around, even in Washington, D.C. Some sat in front of the White House. And the Women March Youth Empowerment, they actually stated in a blog, "We view this work as part of our ongoing and decade-long movement for gun violence prevention. In honor of all the victims of gun violence, from Jane Brandon to Trayvon Martin to the 17 people killed in Parkland, Florida." Now, who participated in this march today? Who actually participated in that walkout? Well, student in Columbus High School in Littleton, Colorado, the site of the daily shooting that took place that killed 13 people 19 years ago. Schools in Parkland, the site of last month's shooting. Schools in North Carolina. Student in Pennsylvania. Student in Columbus, Ohio. Student in Los Angeles, California. And even in Georgia, Lakeland High School. But, see, this is the division in our society. For such a worthy cause, for something that has such a, you know, tremendous, you know, format, something that has a tremendous foundation. You know, who else have made any statement, any stance against the turmoil, the trial, the tribulation that our student is facing, that our country is facing with such deadly shootings? You would think that everybody, especially a school board, would be on board, would be, hey, man, you know, we want our children to be safe. We want our students to actually feel like somebody cares, that we don't have to wait till it actually be something that takes place at our particular school for us to have, you know, some significance. Well, see that division that's in our society? See, our school wasn't on board. Schools were actually warned. Some schools warned their students and the teachers But if they participated in it, then, like in Texas, the superintendent of the school, Curtis Rolls, he threatened students with a 3-day out-of-school suspension. Now, what are their rights to protest? You would think, well, you know, how can a school board or a superintendent say they're going to actually suspend these students, jeopardize these teachers' job for standing up for something that, you know, the rest of America just ain't standing up for? You'll be amazed to know that some people, when they come to gun control, actually don't care. They would prefer to have the guns, citing that, you know, the Second Amendment, the bill that we have the right to bear arms. Well, what are your rights actually as a protester in this country? In 1969, the Supreme Court ruled on the case Tinker versus Del Mar's Independence Community School District, making it clear that students don't share their constitutional right to freedom of speech or express at the schoolhouse gate. By that done, does not give them actually complications. It don't give them the right. And you would think, well, how can a school, you know, actually combat the constitutional right? Well, see, that's the whole point of knowing your rights. See, first, it's only applied to public schools. This is because, it only applies to public schools because public schools are run by the government, and private schools aren't. And the First Amendment only controls what the government can and can't do. Excuse me. The public schools, you know, this only applies to public school because by the government, the private schools are guarded by the First Amendment. Meaning that, you know, in a private school, it's just that problem. The government don't have no say, so meaning that the Constitution, the rights, and the Bill of Rights no longer apply to them. You know, secondly, your right is for free speech. The school is extended as long as you don't disrupt the function of the school or violate the school content or policies. Now, see, the word disruptive, what constitutes disruptive? You're saying that, hey, we're going to protest, you know, gun violence that throughout America that state that, you know, students are being killed, you know, by 17, 13, 20 people at a time. Have a protest, a peaceful protest. Don't the Constitution teach us that we can assemble as long as in a peaceful manner? Well, you'll find out later that schools, if they're private or public, actually the Constitution don't apply. So see the division? You wouldn't even suspect that. So do you think that, you know, these same Constitution, these same rules, these same Bill of Rights, do they have anything to do with ethics? Do they have anything to do with communities of, you know, race? Maybe you need to study. Because third, you will find out punishment, you know, is actually participated. Not only protesters, but also the teachers. The teachers is also held accountable. And possibly the parents. If you as a parent tell your child, well, you know, I'm going to keep you out of school today so you can protest, then you can be held accountable for disrupting that school structure. But you, as a parent, you never even knew that you can possibly be, you know, prosecuted because you kept your child out of school without proper cause. Now, you'll say here tonight and you'll say, well, no, that's not possible, is it? Maybe you need to go and check. Because back in 2004, we didn't even know whether Barack Obama was right, but no matter what, this is how he felt. Trying to see things in my way of thinking, the Beatles counselor. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. So we made him a senator, and then we made him a president. But that is what it is. We are actually in a position where are we right or are we wrong? Barack Obama said we may be falling apart. Do you think so? Tonight's topic, the division in society. And we're going to go deeper into the matter. But right now, Ms. Stephanie, tell me how you feel about the division in
All right. Well, let's see. Division in the schools. The best division that school has is do not knowing your rights. not knowing how to walk in there and stand up for your child, and remind that school system that they work for us, for our children and our community. They rely on the fact that we're scared of them and we think we have no rights. And, you know, that is how they keep it divided. That's how they keep it controlled, and that's how they want to keep it. But, you know, we as a community need to remember, hey, everything they do is not always right, and it is not always for the better of the child. So, you know, we do have to keep ourselves educated and keep together as a group, because in numbers we can make a difference. One person can walk inside that school and they can have you out the door so quick your head will spin. You walk in numbers, they stop and listen. So, you know, I'm real interested to hear where you're going to take this tonight. And I'll tell you another real quick while I have a second is I've had this situation with my own children where I had a son who took up for an autistic child in PE class. And, you know, he followed all the protocol. He did everything he was supposed to. And I told him, I said, it happens again, handle it. You've done everything you're supposed to. You've taken it to the right places. So he did. And before I could get to the school, they had already had him sign his punishment. He had already been suspended from March until the end of school year. And they had the police there ready to escort him off the premises. And if it wasn't for the type of mother that I am who came in and under no circumstances will that happen, you cannot make a child sign something without a parent present, nor can you make a child sign something that has no writing on it. So, you know, I had to take my children, sit them down and explain their rights and how they were wronged. So, you know, that division in school, again, goes back to you knowing your rights and teaching your child their rights and the proper channels to follow. So, you know, like I said, anybody else wants to speak, I do have all the lines open, so you can add to that, or if you disagree with me, you know, jump in there and say so. Would love to hear, you know, anyone else's opinion besides, you know, kind of how I feel on it.
Okay, well, we definitely appreciate it. And if anyone would like to speak on the topic, if anybody would like to speak about the division in our society, it don't necessarily have to be about the schools. You know, this is where I took it at, because today's, you know, main event was the remarkable, you know, job that these students decided to come up with, that these students actually did. That, you know, now that was, excuse me.
Having a little bit of technical difficulties here, but, you know, like he was just saying, you know, we do have students who are willing to step up now and who are starting to come together and, you know, pull what their rights are and be able to stand for themselves. You know, said, you know, with the students stepping up, you know, that's promising to me. That's showing us that our kids are listening and they're wanting some changes and they're trying to help it happen. And, you know, we as adults need to step up there with them and continue to guide them and help them reach those goals.
Yes. And as I was saying, you know, it's more than just about the schools and the division in our society. It's no longer just Republican versus Democrat, or liberal versus, you know, conservative. It's, it's the 1% versus the 99%, rural versus urban, white men against the world, climate, you know, dollars, clashes with believers, you know, just with the climate. They're saying that, you know, some people believe that, you know, the government, you know, control the climate now. That, you know, it's amazing that we're in, you know, March and you can wear a T-shirt out. Well, you remember that in March you had to wear an overcoat. Yeah, some people believe that the government actually control the climate. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. You know, I'm from New Orleans, so, you know, I'm not saying that it's not possible. I don't really know. Yeah, bathrooms, you know, this situation, bathrooms have become a battlefield. You got border of battle lines. You got sex and race, faith and ethics. You got, you know, the melting pot seems to be boiling over. You know, Divided America is a multimedia series that exploited divisions, confronting Americans in their communities and their policies. You know, it's a unique position in every corner of the country, made of unmatched insight into the economic. You know, we got a president now, they say, well, you know, he's so good with economics because he became a billionaire and, you know, well, we knew nothing about politics. nothing. But he knew about how to take a dollar and make a million in his own words is because he don't pay taxes because he's smart. Yet still, we made it seem like there was a great, you know, catch during his campaign. But you don't pay your taxes and see how smart you'll be considered as a convict or inmate because you didn't pay your taxes. Yet still, he found nothing wrong with it because he basically told you because he was so smart and you were so dumb, he didn't have to pay taxes. And we agreed with him as American people. You know, I guess you can't say nothing about a man that's, and he's basically telling you, he's not sugarcoating nothing. He's not hiding nothing. He's telling you in your face as American citizens, you don't pay taxes because he's smart. Basically telling you, you pay taxes because you're dumb. And you felt like he was so right that a lot of people voted for him. You had to because he is our president. You know, even though they say, you know, there was some tampering with the voting, regardless of the fact that, you know, it wasn't that much happening. If somebody told me in my face that you're pretty much dumb because you do something that I don't do that will be considered against the law, and I vote for them, how can I be mad? Seriously. But see, this force is driven. This division is implanted. And it's that way because not only are we talking about economics, not only are we talking about schools, not only are we talking about race, not only are we talking about different agendas, that now all of a sudden that you can be, you know, gay or whatever, gay rights, and, you know, they have more rights than some, you know, normal citizens, you know, because we have made it an issue because we keep it in our tabloid, we keep it on our media, we keep it in the forefront, so it's something to be, you know, discussed. So that separation, you have to realize that it's in place by somebody. What is the reason for this separation? Why? Because if you control the masses and you keep them divided per the New World Order, you don't have to worry about them uniting and becoming strong. Think about it. When they had this set down in school while standing for the national anthem, do you know how many people that had been raised together, went to school together, have lived right next door to each other because of their views were being different? They no longer speak. All because one man decided to say, hey, Kaepernick. Decided to say, hey, man, the Constitution is not for black people, so I don't have to stand. And a tradition, not a right, a tradition that had been broken by his stand-up, by his revolution, became such a platform for division that they pretty much blackballed this man out of the NFL. Even to this very day, he don't even have a job in a sport that he learned to love, in a sport that gave him the opportunity to reach masses of, I'm talking about multitude of people, because of his protest. He's no longer even, you know, prepared or able to take care of his family. If he was dead broke the day of the protest, and he was looking for a brand new contract, and because he decided to exercise his rights as an American citizen, he's no longer able to do so. So see, the division, it don't have anything to do with one particular, you know, battlefield, one particular subject. It has something to do with us uniting as people and being strong like these students throughout, you know, the United States did today. Even with their presentation, it was still the nonsense. It was still the older saying that was imposition. I'm talking about that superintendents of schools, a whole district, that say, hey, nah. Why not? Why wouldn't you want somebody to stand up for something that nobody else? Gun control happens. You know what? What kind of control? We hear about it after all these mass shootings. You know, just in November, you know, 58 people were killed. We heard about, you know, they're going to be, you know, something had to happen about gun control. The stock market went crazy. Gun sales went skyrocketing because people thought they were about to take guns out of stores. And it's still, it was still the same. This 19-year-old child just went into a store and bought an AK-47, decided to walk into a school and kill 17 people. Nobody checked to see his mental health status. Nobody said it was nothing. It was legit. So these students today decided to have a stand, make a stance. Yet it's still, everybody, even school superintendents, found that it was something wrong with it. So you see the division is in our society. It goes far beyond than just school. It goes far beyond than just, you know, mere, you know, race. You know, it goes far beyond economics. It goes to the point where as long as you keep them divided for the new world order, you don't have to worry about them uniting. If they do not unite, meaning that they cannot become strong, meaning that they no longer have a voice, meaning that they can no longer combat with the bigwig, with the government officials, meaning that they cannot overthrow the government. You know, this is a terminology that they use to say, hey, if you even try to do so, you could be prosecuted. But it's not that a person trying to, or a group of people trying to overthrow a government. It's a group of people that are trying to exercise their rights as American people. Yet and still, how many people can right now tell me your 10 Bill of Rights? How many people right now can tell me your Constitution rights? How many people right now can tell me a quote, even part of the Emancipation Proclamation? How many people can tell me about the Black Code? Right now, just give the class a lot. Just teach us something right now. And if you can teach me something of either one of those, then you can teach me how to become a better American. But if you can't, see, it's not hard to divide those who don't know. Because what you don't know, you cannot combat. So all you can do is you go by and say, hey, that's not right. But do you know your rights? If anyone would like to speak on this topic, if anybody would like to speak on the division in our society, man, please press one. I'd like to know if it's a brother by the name of, you know, Mr. Larry Rush, is he president? If Mr. Larry Rush is president, please press one. Well, maybe he didn't get a chance to make it. But that's a powerful brother. You know, I know he has something that he would like to, you know, share. I don't know if he got the time off or whatever, but the division in American ideology. See, climate virus clash with believers. Bathrooms have become a battlefield. Borders are, you know, battle lines. Different ideologies have created deep rifts and voting blocks, often, you know, igniting traditional party division. Now you say, hey, we got the Republican, we got the Democrat. Okay, now, you know, we got a president that pretty much telling you he's doing what he want to do. So guess what? Now the Republicans no longer want to have nothing to do with it. So that means they got Republicans going against Republicans. Okay, you got some Democrats that say, hey, I kind of like what he's doing. He pretty much saying, hey, as an American, I'm going to exercise my First Amendment and saying, hey, I got the freedom of speech. So if I grab a woman Gentile, get what? Just locker room talk. But, you know, you got another person to grab a woman Gentile tonight, and you can look at them and become a sex offender. They will have to register, meaning that they will have to be monitored, meaning that you will have an opportunity to go on different websites and find out the person that's moving that door, if he's a predator, a sex offender. Yeah, and still you look on that same, you know, blog tonight or that same internet site, and you won't see, you know, number 45. But he told you this, so, you know, he tried to woman, you know, probably force me, hey, get what? Hey, man, just locker room talk. And we still voted for him. You know, and I say we as the people, me, myself now, but we as the people, because when it's all said and done, the American people voted for him. They're not going to classify you by one individual. You know, from the rest of history, for the rest of mankind, they're not going to say, you know, the year he became the president that, you know, John Henry voted for him. They're going to say we the people voted for him. So you're classified with them, the people. But this is what he said. You know, and he point, you know, you got people that that feel like, you know, they don't want to be a part of their party no more because some is agreeing, some is not. So, yeah, you know, do we have a division in our society? Economically. You know, while the economic growth of, you know, the past 8 years have been felt by some, many Americans still grasp with financial uncertainty and is unsure about our future. So many people are saying, hey, man, you know, I kind of like, you know, what the man represents. Yet and still, we're still uncertain about our future and economic. You as an individual anyway, you don't see yourself actually being rich. You may can say, hey, your insurance may be a little different than it originally was. Maybe you may not like the Obamacare. I don't know. But do you feel at the tonight that, you know, you see such a great opportunity to say, hey, our president who is about economics Man, he had put me in a position where I'm going to be okay. See, I say that to say this. We have found ourselves to be so compelling to accept the unknown that we have become afraid of what is right before us. So when you talk about a division within our society, you're talking about a division within yourself. Because these students at all these schools I told you about today, in all these different places that took place today, they were organized by a women's group. It's called Women March Youth Empowerment. Not American, not men, not black, not white, not Chinese, women's. And they spoke about, you know, several things. They spoke about, you know, Trayvon Martin, James Bradley. They're not just pinpointing one particular event. Even though one particular event sparked them, they went all the way back to Trayvon. They said, man, the gun violence in America, something has to be done. But prior to, you know, today, how many marches were there for Trayvon? How many marches have there been about, you know, the unjust things that's taking place right here in our society with the, you know, police and killing people, whatever the case may be, using firearms? Because you're a police officer don't mean that you have the right to abuse, you know, the equipment that they have gave you to defend the American people, not to eliminate or extinguish the American people. But these women have took it upon themselves to say, hey, we're going to do something. So, see, this is something that's going to go down in history. This is something that's a platform that you can say, hey, even if I wasn't a part of it, I'm aware of. Now let's see how much attention do they have to get from behind it. Let's see how big a change do they make. That's going to be the results. The result of their actions. If tomorrow we wake up and they say, hey, they got a new gun control, you ought to take the time and salute the old people that came about this, because they didn't only protect the children in their own community. They protect their children in your community as well. They have done something to bring us the bridge, the gap. They have instilled the division that's in our society, which is the next topic. Until we see a change, it still exists, meaning that we're still in jeopardy, meaning that we're still in danger, meaning that we haven't made no progress, even with your new 45, and I'm talking about your president, not the gun, even though he's just as dangerous as a 45. You know, nothing has changed. So, if anybody would like to speak on the topic, anybody would like to speak about the division in America, in our society, man, please speak. And, you know, you press one and you can have, you know, your say. But until somebody speaks up, until we speak.
Hello,
how you doing, Ms. Lane?
I'm hanging in there. I tell you, it's hard out there. It's hard out there. Is there division in America? Is there division in your society? Is there division in your household? Is there division in your life, love life? Let me tell you something. There's division everywhere. Because you know what? People are too busy trying to climb on top of one another instead of trying to each one, teach one, and love one. So division rolls everywhere, even on your job. When you least expect division to be happening, it's right there. It's staring you right in the face every day. Every day. Every day you look and you hear something is not united. Is united we stand, divided we fall. That is division. That means we divide our rights to whatever, to equality, to whatever. As you were saying earlier about the rules and regulations and the articles and amendments of the Constitution, do you know them? People, y'all got to get better at what y'all doing. Y'all don't understand. This is not a mere rush. You let Pence, and I'm going to call him Prince, but Pence get in the office. You're in for a rude awakening. You're talking about division. This world will be split in half. fear not. There is a great God that we all serve. Whether it's Allah, Jehovah, Buddha, whomever, God is good. He is not going to allow that to happen because we have already suffered. All of us have already suffered tremendously with this division that we have going on. I could talk all night, but I can't. I just wanted to say, listen in, speak my peace, my mind, my thoughts, my opinion, what's on my heart about division in society. There's division everywhere. There's even division in the schools. Now y'all talking about loading the kids up with some, the teachers with some guns. So whenever they get upset and they tired, they already tired, underpaid, they got these bad children because y'all parents ain't watching and taking and nurturing them children to be right, respectful children. You got a teacher with a gun. Come on now. Y'all gonna allow this knucklehead mess to go on? This is some knucklehead, a gun in the school? You took prayer out of school, but you gonna put a gun in the school. Now you know something ain't right. Peace out, I said my love. Loving you guys, back to the line. Love you, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lane, thank you. Last week I got a chance to see a picture, a video actually, of a box that was sent to a lady that was going to take place at a food stamps. Now, when this lady opened up the food, and she's a very respectful lady, yet in still her language, after seeing what was gave to her or sent to her, I'll just put it like this, I'm not at liberty to say the same word that she said. But it was ridiculous. Of this new box that, you know, number 45 have, you know, came up with. So you just eradicate food stamps altogether. I mean, you don't have the right to go to the store and purchase what you and your family like because you need the aid and assistance of, you know, the United States by getting food stamps. Now you will be getting a package, a box. That's just what they want to give you. Just like if you was in a third world country. Just like if you were somewhere where, you know, the children in Ethiopia when, you know, you used to send the food over there and they send a box of grits. Well, it's just about just like that here now. But we, the American people, man, we just said, like, we're letting this happen. Ain't nobody saying, hey, no, we're not accepting this. That Dr. King did not march on Washington and he received what we got, the Reform Welfare Act, by, you know, the then president, you know, Mr. Kennedy, that, you know, we had an opportunity to feed our kids, our family, you know, that we, you know, even if it was hard for you, you can look forward to that. You know, this man have came along now and basically said, hey, I'm throwing together some things and, you know, here. And we're not even saying, no, we're not accepting that. Which we have a right to do so. You knew the Constitution. You knew your rights. That you can assemble in a peaceful manner, that you're going to have to use a delegate, which is a representative, and come together as a people and say, hey, no, the East State, just like East Charter School, can be exempt from certain laws that the Constitution gives out. Where East State got the opportunity to come together and assemble and say, we the majority of this particular state and the next state and the next state. Say, man, we're not going out like this. Remember they talked in the Patriot Proclamation, what I spoke about? You know why we put that in place? Because you had rebellious states that refused to join the Union. So they said that, hey, these states would now free the slave. Thousands of slaves lost their life for saying, hey, I'm free. It was over 100 years later before they actually became free. It was just a defense mechanism to make the rebellious states actually come and join the Union. So these people, black people, would use a sacrificed lamb to make someone do something that the majority of the states in the North were doing. Yet and still, we thought that we had made it somewhere. We thought we had became free. It took over 100 years later for that to happen. Look how many people lost their lives. Yet and still, we sat back and said, the Emancipation Proclamation, more like we really had did something. Like, you know, Abraham Lincoln had actually did something. The man that said it took three black men to equal, you know, one white man. Oh, but we ain't going to go there. But, you know, we're talking about being divided. We're talking about the division. The way that we got a right to come together and stand up for ourselves, yet it's still we refuse to. We will live our lives as confident as we think we want to without having a fight, without putting up a fight, letting our children become those same sacrifice lambs that don't have anything to do with racism right now. It has to do with something with children, like the 17 that lost their life in Florida just a month ago as of today. The little boy that did it, they entered a gifted plea. But they had, with that gifted plea, they had an ultimatum. They say, we will enter a gifted plea and accept 33 counts of life if you will withdraw the death penalty. I have met many men throughout my walk that had to kill one person that is sitting on death row. We have had a show right here on Opti Network 2 years ago, April the 12th, will be the annual show for that, where a young man sat on death row in Georgia and lost his life on April the 12th. We had his daughter and the mother of his daughter on this show. We'll take him one life. A minute to it, and we also all kind of things went wrong in that trial. Ku Klux Klan even made statements in that trial, say that they guaranteed that he was going to get. These people say they guaranteed it. But now this little boy that just killed these 12 innocent children and adults that, you know, sacrificed their lives to help the children, they sitting there, they make an ultimatum. We'll plead guilty if you take this away. Well, imagine if, you know, Kenny had the opportunity to say, hey, I'll plead guilty if you give me life without parole. Well, at least I still can see my daughter. At least I can still hold my mother, who just died a few weeks ago, and his sister died last week, I think. Their whole family have been destroyed by this accident. These people didn't even have the will to live no more. So, you know, what if they had the opportunity to make this same agreement? But see, this is the division in our society. The little boy that killed the people in the church in Carolina. Don't you know they stopped and bought him some fast food before he was raided to the county jail? You would think that, you know, he wouldn't have received a cup of water. Yet instead they stopped and bought him something as if he had did a great deed. Then nobody said nothing about it. We sit here and witness on CNN News where a lady was on the ground while her husband was in a helicopter and two police officers, and the husband said he had messed with the wrong one now, and she shot him without no weapon or nothing. She went to trial and was found not guilty. You think that, see, you know, wait a minute. And we can go on and on and on about the division and unjust within our country. But guess what we have done? Nothing. Well, today, some students, some children, some women got together and say, man, we're going to make a stand. And they did. Yet still, everybody wasn't with it. There was still a division. I told you about the student troopers tender in Texas. He said, nah, if you do go in, you'll be suspended for 3 days. And if your parents have anything to do with it, we're going to try to prosecute them. Remember a couple of months ago, Lane was telling us about the school, you were walking your children to school, that they were actually prosecuting the parents for it. So you see the division within our society? How you could put so much emphasis on having a bond with your child by walking to school with them that you could go to jail for, but a little boy that can shoot 17 people, they said, man, they plea bargain with them. Please don't. We'll talk to you about it. What is that? I don't understand. Nowhere near where that's even equal. Yet and still, we're missing the big picture. But yet, these women are the martial in youth empowerment got together and formulated something that can say, hey, we're going to make a stand. Schools all throughout the United States have been in turmoil, have been terrorized. I told you about what happened in Louisiana. We told you about what happened right here in Georgia at the school Miss Stephanie and I went to. All these threats after what happened in Florida just a month ago today. And nobody, you know, somebody said, hey, man, we got to make a stand against it. And not everybody with it. Not everybody's not even, you know, supportive of it until it happened to their school. for how many kids going to be sacrificed, how many teachers going to be sacrificed, how many parents going to lose somebody. So you see this great division? See, it don't always have anything to do with us as being ignorant. And I use the word ignorant. I'm telling you this because the word ignorant means, you know, just not knowing. I'm ignorant to, you know, heart surgery. I don't have no problem with that because it's my decision to go learn about it. But see, us as American citizens, we're ignorant to what is actually right for us. We would sit back and we would live our life comfortably until it hit our front door. Well, right here in Georgia last week, a boy, 22 years old, decided to leave his mother's house and go to his sister's house, walking in a primary, you know, white neighborhood, where he was pulled over. Where he was, you know, they pulled over and they whatever happened to him, we don't know. But he was took on March the 7th and put in custody. His mother, his sister, and they wouldn't even let him see him, saying that he was in isolation. And they found something to be wrong with it because it was a good kid. He don't even have no problem. They say that he was being locked up for disorderly conduct and, you know, obstruction of justice. They saying this little boy don't have no problem with, you know, orders or following orders or nothing. But they wasn't, you know, entitled to see him. Well, yesterday, the day before yesterday, his mother get a knock on the door at 1 o'clock telling her that her son was dead. Mysteriously, and from the time he left her house until she get that knock at 1 o'clock in the morning, while being in police custody, her son is dead. A son that everybody say that, hey, this boy is an outstanding, you know, young man. He don't have no problem. He say yes, ma'am, and everything. Very respectful. You find out because he was black, and it's the only thing you can relate to. I know we're going to say, oh, well, don't put race in it. Because, you know, black people are so, you know, we are so, you know, apologetic for being who we are. You know, we're always going to, excuse me, I'm not trying to be racist. You know, we always very sorry for being black. Well, because he was black, this little boy was pulled over, leaving his mother's house, and eventually lost his life. They beat him or something. And the sister just cried and cried and cried. And it's so heartfelt when you see the video. But, you know, how much media attention did it get? Motivation and Money, we talked about the media. And we've been talking about the media for, you know, some time now. But how much media attention did it get? None. You didn't even heard about it. I just told you about it, huh? None. In our society. And I'm going to ask why I get it closing. Do anybody would like to speak the division in our society? If you do, I'm going to, you know, please press one. All right. In our society, I just told you about the schools. I told you about what these children have came up and what they doing, what the Women's March Youth Empowerment have established. I told you that, you know, they even spoke about Trayvon Martin all the way to the modern day, you know, killing that have took place. So they're not being biased. They're talking about gun control, gun violence. In our society, the division is such a great division that it has been implanted by those who want to see a division. See, this is called mass control. How do you control the masses? By allowing guns. If not, then we may be overpopulated, as one person have, you know, projected. If women continue to have babies and they don't continue to have guns, we will be overpopulated, meaning that there will be so many people that they will have nowhere to house these people in America because it will be so many people. Who made them God? Who gave them the right of the Creator? Who gave them the right of Allah? Who gave them the right of Buddha? Who gave them the right of whatever your Creator's name that you have placed upon him? Who gave them the right to say that it's okay for mass, you know, control movement, population and control? To say, hey, it's okay. If so many millions of people lose their life a year, I mean, man, we're doing good. And don't you know that you could be one of those million? Your child could be one of those million. Your grandchild, your neighbor, your mother, your father. And if you don't do something to combat it, when you become aware of it, because you can't punish a person for what they don't know. But what you do know, what you have been embraced with, when you become embraced with it, if you utilize it, then at the end, when you have to face God, you can do it with a clear conscience. See, sin is more than just, say, the, you know, the Ten Commandments. Because children don't even know nothing. Babies don't know nothing about the Ten Commandments. But when they do something wrong, they know they're doing something wrong. That means that it's embedded in you from birth to know right and wrong. And if you know that your actions is wrong by not doing something, by not saying something, by not projecting or producing something to combat what you know is wrong, it's just as sinful as the next thing that someone can do. If it was stealing, robbing, killing, because you aid someone to kill someone, you charged with murder too. So when you become aware of it, then you should do something about it. And see, now you are part of God. Because everyone who separates themselves from God, he always let it be known. Where are they? But yet and still, we have the tendency, when we get into, you know, a trouble situation, we Heavenly Father, please, God, Jesus, somebody. But where are you when it's needed? Where are you now? When we recognize this division. And if you can help and save the life of one innocent person, either child, man, or woman, yet and still you do nothing. Because it haven't hit home to you. So you're just as guilty. And I say that with conviction. Because over time, over the years, I have learned to love people. I have learned to love humanity. And I'm not the most religious person in the world. I'm not the most righteous. But I'm the most seeking of the truth. And there's not but one truth. That's to be the gap. The bridge to eradicate the gap, to help somebody, to help somebody. I don't care nothing about your race in helping you. I don't care what your ancestor did in me helping you. I don't care anything about your gender with me helping you, because I don't have the time or luxury or liberty to ask you when you're at your worst about your past in helping you. And that's what Opti Network about. And that's what the listeners here tonight is about. That's what everyone has something to do with this. But I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1 million people on here. Whoever is doing something to help someone else, you're godly. And with that being said, man, this love to the line. This has been a beautiful show. And if no one have anything to say, no one have anything to say about this division, and I just pray and hope that you receive something from this show. And with that being said, I'm going to ask Ms. Stephanie, will you please take us out? Because nobody has nothing to say.
I'll be glad to do that for us. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for everything. I thank you for us coming together today. I thank you for giving us that will and that want to use the knowledge that we have in our hearts to try to do something, try to make this a better world for our children. I ask that you continue to use each one of us as we make that strive to educate one another, educate our children, listen to our children as they tell us what they need. Teach us to open our ears, teach us to use our eyes, and teach us to continue to push forward. For we have many, many generations to come, and we want to see us all unite, not continue to fall apart. And I ask that you open each heart here, for you know what their desires are, you know their strengths, and I ask you to use us as you know is fit. Please be with each person who is not able to be with us tonight, and continue to move forward into a better day tomorrow. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue sky
go? Good night, everyone.
Boy,
Good night.